All right, welcome to another edition of Transformations Through Running. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. Here we are rocking another podcast, slightly different format. I've only done a couple solo shows for Transformation Through Running. I do them or have done them quite often in the past on my other radio show and podcast called Exploring Mind and Body. So if you enjoy this show and you're looking for more solo shows, you can definitely check out that podcast. It's more directed towards holistic health and wellness, nutrition, fitness, lifestyle. At any rate, I'm going to be talking about running with the crazy corona-ness going on. I know that everyone's talking about it. I'm going to recommend staying away from social media. But today I'm going to treat it more like a live show. I'm not going to put in too many splitters or music. There might be something at the end and at the beginning. We call that the intro or the extra in the radio world. But this is me. I just want to share my thoughts with you. I think that a lot of people are terrified to know what's going to happen in the near future. And I think there's a lot of conversation going on that probably shouldn't be going on. At any rate, this is just me. This is myself. I'm sharing my perspective and my thoughts with you. Of course, you don't have to agree with everything I have to say. Everyone has their own perspective and their own thoughts and beliefs and norms and values, if you will. But for me, I think that the running community, it's a bit of a challenge. And you know what's interesting is a lot of people feel that running or the running community is a solo, like solo sport. And I'm not sure if it was, I think it was Mark who first said it or Michael from SBRC. I'm not exactly sure, but I think Mark said that running is not a solo sport. It's a group sport, a community sport. And I think that there's a lot of runners challenged right now because we use one another as accountability. So with some of the running groups, one of the running groups we meet Friday at, I think, 7 p.m. I always get the numbers mixed up. It's at 6 or 7 p.m. in Redondo, for example. And it's without that or without that group, I think a lot of people don't get their runs in like they usually would. And then there's another running group Tuesday evenings or Sunday mornings. There's groups all over. There's running groups everywhere. And if you're not part of a running community or a running group, I highly suggest you check it out because there's so much value. One of our most downloaded shows, Charlie talked about the importance of making meaningful connections. I think it was the title of it. And so many runners listen to that show or download that show because it's important. You know what it's like when you have a supportive community, when you know you have people that are relying on you to show up and that you're relying on them to show up. And for that to be kind of taken away during this crazy time in the world is challenging. Like, we have our running group to rely on. We look forward to that at the end of a work week, at the end of a work day. We look forward to our running groups throughout the week and on the weekends. And for that to be basically taken away almost overnight, I think a lot of people are confused, not really sure what to do or how to start, even though you can go out and run on your own. And I want to encourage you to get out there, like still get out there. One of the biggest issues right now in the running world is that all the runs have been canceled. So what happens is, like most runners, at least from my perspective, is they set themselves up for success by setting a goal. And I think that's so important. Doesn't matter if you're a runner or if you're a regular everyday person, you want to set a health and wellness goal or you want to set a financial goal. It doesn't really matter. I'm a big believer in setting goals. Doesn't matter where you are, or who you are, or what you're doing. I feel like we should all set goals. I like to set daily, sometimes daily goals, weekly goals, monthly goals. Like, we got to set those goals. We have to set our bar high so we know what we're working towards and so we know what we want to achieve. I think runners probably know that more than just about anyone. You sign yourself up for a race and then you decide how you're going to complete that. Some people sign up for fun, but at least you know you set your sights on something like, this is my next goal. I'm going to be in the best shape I can to go and run this race. And then you train for it in most cases. Sometimes not everybody trains for their races, but at least you have a goal. You've set that goal. In many cases, you want to set a time or you want to have a PR or a PB. We had that conversation in the past, depending on where you are. You want to reach your personal best. And or set a new record for yourself. And that's what a lot of runners are all about. A lot of runners set their sights on Boston, for example. Or we had so many guests on this show setting different goals for themselves. But I guess what I'm saying here is that to not have those races planned and set out for you, many times it's like, what are we doing or what are we running for? And that's the challenge that we're dealing with. And I think that there's other things that we can set goals around and for, and it doesn't have to be a race. Like I really feel like we can set different goals. Like, for example, let's say you're running so many miles a week. I think that especially at this time where there's no races to work towards, we should set that goal for ourselves and say, well, when I was running for this race, for example, I was in the best shape of my life. I want to be back to that shape for when races open up again, and so I can sign up for my first race back. Can you imagine what it's going to be like? Like, runners are fanatics. Runners are crazy. Like, I got to tell you guys, and I mean that in a good way, is that when the first races open up, they're going to be sold out in minutes. Runners are going to flood back to those races, and it's going to be a bit of chaos. And I'm telling my entrepreneur people, those that follow my business page, I have a private Facebook page that you're certainly welcome to if you're interested in business, and I have some coaching clients. I tell them that this is a slow time for a lot of businesses. However, when the doors open up, people are going to flood back. I don't think it's going to be like one or two trickling in. I think it's going to be like a giant relief by the world that things can finally get back to normal whenever that happens. And we have to be prepared. Businesses have to be prepared so they're not trying to figure out. It's the same thing right now. Like, of course, nobody could predict something like this. Even you could look at H1N1. We had that, and that epidemic was much, much worse, which is why this is very hard for me to wrap my head around. That was much worse than what's going on right now, and they didn't shut down the entire world. So, you know, for some reason, it's very difficult to prepare for something like this, but businesses should be prepared in some way or another. And then I want to flip that coin and say that when business comes back and when everyone's jumping back into restaurants and stores and going back to work, we have to prepare for that as well, because it's going to be another chaotic time when people are like, oh, well, I've been at home for the last 2 weeks or the last 2 months, or hopefully not the last 6 months, for example. We're all hoping this is going to be shorter than longer. But at any rate, we have to prepare for that time when it's time to get back to normal, if you will. And I 100% believe that many people have said that our normal has changed. Life has changed as we know it. And I kind of think it's for the good in many cases. And also it's going to be challenging for others. It's challenging for small businesses, for example. It's challenging for families. Now you have kids at home. Of course, schools are closed. We have kids at home. A lot of parents are working from home, so they're trying to be able to work from home, and they're trying to be able to look after their kids, or people are trying to figure out how they're going to pay for their mortgages, how they're going to pay for their food if they're not working, for example. So it's crazy, crazy, crazy world. No one can deny that. But what I'm saying is that I think we should all prepare, and it's the same thing for running in this case. Like, I think that runs are going to be flooded and runners are not going to be able to can't wait to get back at it. So you should be prepared. Maybe try to figure out what runs you want to sign up for, what races are coming up, or which ones you really want to go to when that time comes. Of course, again, we don't know when things are going to change and open up again, but at least have a mindset of what's going on. Like for us, for example, we're super fortunate in a situation like this that we work from home a lot of the time. Like myself, like I work from home. Like that's pretty much what I do in most cases. Now, sometimes I work out of gyms or I do some training or fitness classes, so that changes a bit. And then for us, like I think in a very short time, maybe you're listening to this at a later time, but in a very short time, people are going to be holding on to their money, especially where so many people are not sure if their jobs are secure or if people are going back to work or how long their jobs are going to last for. So if it's not happening now, people are going to not be spending money on businesses and on products and services. We're going to be hoarding things in the basement and only living off canned soup. I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the near future, but we're like, at least for us, we're set up in this regard to be able to run our business from home, but it's challenging. It really is. And I think that it's going to be an eye-opening experience for a lot of people, because so many people say, I wish I could work from home, or I wish I didn't have to go to work. Someone said, I wish I could just go to work in my pajamas, like basically wake up and go to their computers. But it's challenging. It really is. It's difficult to work isolated, alone. Many times it's difficult to be in a room all day by yourself, or you have to go out of your way to go out and find groups. And why we're part of the running group, and I like to go to Toastmasters, and go to a gym sometimes, or work out outside around people. I like to go for a bike ride down the Strand, and it's usually full of people, especially on a sunny day. But what I'm saying here is that it's going to be eye-opening for a lot of people that are like, oh my gosh, it's actually very challenging to work at home. And then maybe you have a spouse at home, maybe you have kids running around, and we still have to get work done, and we still have to be productive. So there's more challenges that come along with this, and not just finances, I suppose, or not just how to stay motivated to work when you're at home and you have so many distractions. It's really a changing world, and we have to adapt quickly. We have to figure out what our plan is and how we're going to make it all work. And you know, coming back to the running community, I think we have to be on top of our running goals and make sure that even though we don't have a next race coming up, at least for the foreseeable future, until things change again, is that we need to get out and run. And what's nice, you know, it's difficult because like we know this, we've been designing at-home workouts for years. Like we've had our month membership going on 3 years now. A lot of gyms are just starting to do at-home workouts, and they don't realize the challenges of technology, for example. Or when you're speaking to a camera, it's completely different than speaking to a whole class, for example. And then you have to look at, for us, we know that, because I look at both sides. Like I worked in and out of a gym before, and then we work from home, and we design at-home workouts as well. So we know very well that there's two different types of people. There's people that like to work out at home and don't like those groups. They're self-motivated. They have a workout area. They can get their workouts done with form and with enthusiasm. And then you have those individuals that really dislike working out at home. They need that accountability. They need a group. They need someone standing in front of them. So they're entirely different people, and it's hard to convert. So for us as a business, we're not really looking for gym type of people, because in most cases, that's an entirely different breed, if you will. It's a different type of person, different type of motivation person. So gyms are trying to basically convert their members now into people that work out at home. So everyone's doing at-home workouts. And it's kind of crazy. Like if you look at an Instagram feed, and this is just the scratching the surface, mind you, this is just happening. Like gyms are just starting to close, for example, but you have to look at quality of camera and audio. I was watching this one live video from a local gym, and they didn't realize that. And your Instagram feed, at least at this point in time, will cut off after an hour. So they did their warm up, and they talked a bit, then they started their warm up, and then their warm up, and they did their workout, and it cut off beforehand. And they didn't realize that it was going to cut off. They only have a certain amount of time for a live Instagram video. So these are just hiccups. And I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with this stuff. I'm just saying that we're all dealing with this at different levels. And, you know, for us, it's like, well, we've been doing at-home workouts for years. Now all the gyms are doing at-home workouts. So we have a whole lot more competition than we're used to, because that's their demographic. And we have ours. It's mainly at home. So it's just, like I said, I just keep saying challenging, but I suppose it's different for everyone. Everyone has different challenges and different things they have to overcome or find their way to get through. So some people that like to work out at gyms, for example, they don't have that choice to work out in groups or communities at this point in time. They have to find that motivation to work out at home. So as runners out there, instead of meeting as groups, for example, you have to find that motivation to run alone. And it's the same difference if you want to go and get some workouts done instead of going to a gym. Now you have to find those workouts, put those workouts together yourself, or jump on YouTube, or find a supportive community like we have, and then you have to get it done. You have to find a way to get it in, because not getting your workouts in, I don't know if that's an option. I feel like, especially at this time, I feel like our mental, spiritual, emotional, and then physical, like I would put physical last at this time with all the panic and chaos going around. We have to use exercise. We have to use that. We know that exercise helps with endorphins. It helps with mental clarity. It helps with emotions. So I think it's so important at this time in our lives to get our workouts in and to be productive with, or I suppose if be productive, be efficient, get these workouts in, get your runs and don't stop running. And I feel like depression rates could go up. I mean, I don't even want to think about suicide and all the crazy things that could happen. But I think that for us, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to, I mean, of course, we have our friends and family, but I mean, you always have that, I don't know how you say that, the cup is half full, or you have to fill your own cup so you can have more to pour out for other people. Like, we have to take care of ourselves. We have to pay attention to what's going on to our own well-being, and especially that comes from emotion. Like, we have, I'm a big fan of morning routines and getting your proper morning routine in, getting your stretching in, your breathing in, getting nutrition in properly. And that's all going to help our mental capacity, spiritual, emotional. We have to feed our soul, if you will, and put good quality things in our body. I didn't talk about social media much, but social media is chaotic. Like, we have to stay away from social media right now because, first of all, we don't know what's true. Most people are posting a lot of things just to get clicks, or they're just to get views, which is madness. Like, I feel like they shouldn't even be able to do that, or they shouldn't be allowed to do that. You know what happened? I mentioned this on my other show, Exploring Mind and Body, is that we were in Sri Lanka and there was terrorist attacks. There was bomb attacks very close to us, and they turned off social media, which was crazy. It was like you get cut off. Of course, we live in the social media world and everyone's connected and everyone can know what everyone's doing, but they cut off social media. And I didn't even know they can do that. I didn't know that was an option. And of course, we felt very disconnected, but I don't think that that's a bad idea right now. And I know there's a lot of people sitting at home being like, shut your mouth. What would we do without social media? But I think it's so toxic, especially now, especially at times of panic and chaos, and people are just randomly throwing up mindless thoughts and ideas, and it's not making anything work. It's not making anything better for sure. So we sit there and we consume this content of news, and the news is the same thing. I got to tell you, the news is after headlines. They're after views. They got sponsors to pay as well. And if you feed into that, we're not being part of the solution. We're being part of the problem. And, you know, that's just the way it is right now. And I think it's difficult to get people away from that kind of stuff. Like, we kind of feed around drama as human beings, and we almost thrive when it comes to that kind of stuff. And, you know, I think we need to do our best to distance ourselves, and not just from one another. We need to distance ourselves from the news and from mass media and from social media. We need to pull ourselves together in a lot of cases. And honestly, I think that it could be a lot worse. And I feel like there's going to be a time in our lives where there's going to be a real epidemic or pandemic. I'm not exactly sure how to say that. But and it's crazy to me, like, how many people are panicking and only thinking about themselves and not their neighbors. And, you know, it's madness. It really is. And it's nothing that most of us, or probably any of us, have seen in our lifetime. So it's a time that I think we need to come together and support one another and be there for our neighbors and friends and family instead of the opposite. So that's what I have to say about it. This is what I think. I'm going to wrap things up here. This will be a shorter show, but I just want you to consider supporting your local businesses as well. At this time, I know a lot of people are not sure about finances or their jobs or what's going to happen here in the near future, but I can't imagine how challenging it would be for restaurants, for example, like a restaurant owner and their family. Like, a lot of restaurants are family run and family owned, and many of them are being shut down and they're doing delivery only. So, and I don't know what the answer is. Like, I did hear that some banks are pushing mortgages back and you don't have to pay them immediately. I don't know those details specifically. I'm not sure if anyone does at this point. I know there's been talk and consideration about it, but all I'm saying is that I know that there's a lot of people that are going through some challenging times and will be in the near future, but consider your local businesses, consider your small businesses that still need your support. I think at many times, many businesses struggle when there's not craziness going on in the world. And going through times like this, I know a lot of business owners and everyone's kind of up in there. Like, how are we going to feed ourselves if no one's spending money, no one's buying our products and services? So if you're in a position and who knows, maybe you still have a job, maybe you're better financially off than others, but if you can continue to support those businesses, continue to be there for one another, continue to buy those products as you always do, because if everyone stops, I think that's when our economy gets, you know, the way it is. You know, I think there'd be such a small issue if everyone didn't rush to the grocery store and buy everything off the shelf, and we didn't have lineups around the grocery store. Like, if we bought what we needed and we didn't, and you know, to be honest with you, on a deeper level, I think this is one of the reasons this happened, is that we overuse, we have abused the planet for so long, so few people care and put in that time and effort, and you know, it takes a toll in many different areas, and I'm a big environmental person. I don't know if you can call me an environmentalist, but that's a passion of mine, and it's something that I think that we need to consider, and it's definitely something going on with our environment and the abuse there, and we overuse and we don't consider how much we're consuming, and we don't consider our neighbors and the next generation of our kids and grandkids and what's going to happen to them. And, you know, I think everything happens for a reason, and this is no different. Unfortunately, things got to come down to situations like this for us to make a real change, and I hope we do. I hope a lot of people, this is eye-opening. I hope we start to change our ways in different ways. And, you know, it's kind of funny is that when you go to the bathroom, like, they're talking about washing your hands and being more cleanly. Like, if you go to the bathroom, you can go, like, of course, I'm a big supporter of restaurants, especially local restaurants, but you could go to restaurants, you can go to the airport, you could go to different places, and bathrooms are appalling in many cases. And you wonder why there's disease going on right now, and they're talking about washing your hands. I can't tell you how many times I see someone use a public bathroom and walk out without even washing their hands at all, you know, let alone half-heartedly without soap or without hot water or whatever it may be. But, you know, we all have to make changes. We all have to make sacrifices, and I hope that we can come together and grow. I hope that we can stick together and stand together, even though in many cases right now we can't physically be together. Everyone's recommending we stay away, and I really felt like we were doing a better job of supporting local and going in and being a part of local communities and such, and now it's like everyone's going to have to go online to buy their stuff, and you know, most people just go for the cheapest stuff. Like, Amazon's already, I think it's a $1 billion company already, and all we're going to do is go buy more cheap stuff and fill the landfills, and it's a bit scary for me in that regard. One of the local businesses just posted, they said, we don't want to spread the virus, so please don't bring in reusable bags, bring in plastic bags. And I was like, no, stop. I'm like, come on, we're doing such a good job of getting away. Like, Sobeys just recently banned plastic bags, and now you have another company saying, we don't want you to come in and use your cloth bag. Like, I don't know. I feel like that's going in the wrong direction. But anyways, that's my opinion. I know a lot of people out there could care less about plastic bags or the environment, but I think we got to use our heads, and we have to come back to consciousness, if you will, and open our eyes, because there's a lot of things going on in the world that shouldn't be happening or that we shouldn't be doing, and coming together and realizing it, you know, maybe self-realization or paying attention to what's really going on instead of just following like sheep or like a herd. And because toilet paper is running out, we should all run to the store and get toilet paper, because that's really a necessity. Because when the world is ending, we're really going to need that toilet paper to survive. Like, I don't know where that mindset comes from. I think it's that mindset of lack instead of having a mindset of abundance and understanding there is enough for everyone, and we don't have to involve ourselves with the social media and involve ourselves with the craziness of what's going on. People are fighting over not even food. It's not food. We're not even starving. People are fighting over toilet paper and rushing to grocery stores and clearing everything off the shelf, because if you didn't know how to bake before, you're going to learn now. Like, there's no baking. There's no food in the baking aisle, for example. Like, I don't, you know, it's just hard for me to understand, like, our thoughts and emotions and what's going on. And I think that's why we need to pull ourselves, reel ourselves back in, if you will, and pull ourselves together and realize that it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together, and we need to stick together and stand together as one. And just to wrap things up here for our runners out there is to continue running, continue to set your goals, and understand that things will get better and things will change. We'll be able to run together again. We'll be able to get together in groups and use each other as accountability and support. But continue to set your goals. Get your at-home workouts in if you can. I'll mention our pages here at the end so you can follow us if you want some help in that direction. But just keep at it. You know, look for the positive side of things. Start your day with gratitude. Be someone that is part of the change. One of my favorite quotes is Gandhi is, be the change you want to see in the world. Be that individual. Lead by example. We need leaders in this world. We need people that are going to go and set a good example and live that example instead of just talk about it. You got to walk the walk and be that person, because that's what we need more than anything right now. So keep doing your thing. Keep running. Keep setting your goals. Keep getting after it. Post on positive things on social media. Or if you can't, stay away from it altogether until we can find some more positivity to post out there. We're at facebook.com/trueformlife. We're posting some at-home workouts. We're always posting nutrition and fitness. We got our lifestyle posts going up as well. We have giveaways and such. So we're going to continue with the positivity. We're going to continue. I haven't really posted much about this topic at all because I don't want to contribute to the madness, but I thought it would be a good opportunity here to share my perspective. And, you know, everything's upside down. We do have some interviews lined up, but of course, no one knows what's going on or what's happening day to day for now. So I thought it'd be a good opportunity to come on and share some positivity, share my perspective, and hopefully that could resonate with some of you. And of course, like I said at the beginning, you're not going to agree with everything I have to say, but hopefully some of that resonates with you, and hopefully we're all in agreement that we can be a part of change and we can be positive together and make it happen as one. We're also on Instagram, instagram.com/trueformlife. Same deal. We're posting up on our stories. We got workout videos going up if you're doing some work at home. We have our monthly membership that is a paid group. We put up meal plans, recipes, grocery shopping lists. We have that support group, and we have at-home workouts as well. That's what we do 100% full-time. We're actually spending some time doing some brand new workout videos just to spice it up a little bit, to keep our group interested and motivated. Like, I think more than anything, this is the time to start spending time on yourself, emotionally, physically, your well-being, spiritually, if you will. And we can definitely help you out with that. Shoot us a message. Let us know if you've been enjoying the show. That always helps us out. We love it when you repost. I don't know if anyone's retweeting anymore. Not so many people are on Twitter these days, but if you tag us in a post that you're letting us know you're listening to the show, that really means a lot as well. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being a part of our True Form Life community. Stay safe. Take care of yourself. Take care of your friends and family, and look out for one another. I think that's an important message as well. Take care, guys, and I hope to catch you on the next show.